USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Officials provided an update overnight on the subway shooting and smoke bomb attack in Brooklyn, New York, Tuesday. NYPD Police Commissioner Keishant Sewell.
This afternoon, a man who was traveling on a Manhattan-bound N train opened two canisters that dispensed smoke throughout the subway car. He then shot multiple passengers as the train pulled into the 36th Street station in Sunset Park. 10 people were injured by gunfire, and an additional 13 were either injured as they rushed to get out of the train station or they suffered smoke inhalation.
Police continue looking for 62-year-old Frank James for questioning. More than 1,000 Ukrainian Marines have surrendered in the besieged port of Mariupol, Russia's defense ministry said on Wednesday. It is Moscow's main target in the eastern Donbass region, which it has yet to bring under control. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California lawmakers want to make less production, less of a work week, more of a reality.
The California State Legislature is currently discussing a bill that would lower the official work week to 32 hours over 4 days. The requirements under the bill would only apply to employers with at least 500 workers. The bill also states that workers' pay cannot be lowered because of the reduced hours. It would, in effect, raise hourly wages by 25% while increasing the cost of an hour of overtime even more. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The South Dakota House voted Tuesday to impeach State Attorney General Jason Ravensburg for his involvement in a fatal 2020 crash that had prompted state lawmakers to remove him from office. In a close 36-31 vote, Ravensburg was charged with committing crimes or misdemeanors in office that caused the death of a pedestrian. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Legendary comedian Gilbert Gottfried has died.
No, no, 1,000 times! No!
The funny man died after a long illness.
Boy, Jafar's gonna be happy to see you!
Title 42 restrictions have allowed about 55% of the 165,000 immigrants who came to the United States in February alone to be turned away. The Biden administration will let Title 42 end, essentially allowing the administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. Representative Dan Bishop, the Republican from North Carolina, on Newsmax Tuesday.
Everybody's saying that it will be, the flood is going to increase to a deluge. So possibly 18,000 illegal migrants crossing per day to be released into the United States. The Title 42 restriction has allowed about 55% of the 165,000 who came in February to be immediately sent back out of the country. The CDC's ending of that takes effect on in May. You're just going to see, it's much like the last story you were covering about inflation. It just gets worse and worse, and the Biden administration's policies do not do anything to improve the situation. They make it worse.
Title 42 ends May 23rd. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.